Harper Children's Audio presents Dragon Wings by Lawrence Yip, performed by B.D. Wong.
To my mother and father, to whom I owe a debt that would last through several lives. Thirty years ago, I began writing stories about one family, the Youngs of Three Willows Village, and their many friends. In those pages, I tried to chronicle their ongoing love affair with the land of the Golden Mountain, or America, a love that has lasted over 150 years. The first Youngs came to the Golden Mountain because they had no choice. It was the only way for their families in China to survive: the Serpent's Children and Mountain Light. However, their children realized that the Golden Mountain was, despite hardship and death, their destiny, Dragon's Gate. And so the third generation was actually born upon the Golden Mountain, sinking their roots inextricably into American soil, despite the attempts of hostile American mobs to tear up those roots. The traitor. The Youngs and their friends stayed even when the many rural Chinatowns that had once covered the West were destroyed, and Chinese America itself had shrunk to a few small enclaves in cities like San Francisco. However, that didn't stop a new generation from immersing itself in American thought and technology in order to achieve its dreams. Dragon Wings. More than everything else, the Youngs and their friends were adaptable, even organizing their own professional basketball team to leave San Francisco's Chinatown and barnstorm across the country. The Red Warrior. However, some went too far and became so American that they lost track of the Chinese part of their identity and had to discover it again. Child of the Owl. And they changed once more when they discovered that the attitudes that had enabled them to survive over 100 years of hardships and dangers no longer worked. Sea Glass. Ultimately, the latest generation, which is only half Chinese, faces the greatest challenge, for it has to redefine what it is to be a Chinese-American. Thief of Hearts. It has been my privilege to write about 7 generations of the Young family and their friends, and how they have transformed the Golden Mountain and been transformed in turn. These books represent my version of Chinese-America, in its tears and its laughter, its hungers and its fears, and in all its hopes and dreams. Qian, the first hexagram of the Book of Changes. The dragon takes wing through the sky. Superior people bestir themselves to action. The Land of the Demons, February to March, 1903. Ever since I can remember, I had wanted to know about the Land of the Golden Mountain, but my mother had never wanted to talk about it. All I knew was that a few months before I was born, my father had left our home in the Middle Kingdom, or China, as the white demons call it, and traveled over the sea to work in the demon land. There was plenty of money to be made among the demons, but it was also dangerous. My own grandfather had been lynched about 30 years before by a mob of white demons almost the moment he had set foot on their shores. Mother usually said she was too busy to answer my questions. It was a fact that she was overworked, for grandmother was too old to help her with the heavy work, and she had to try to do both her own work and father's on our small farm. The rice had to be grown from seeds, and the seedlings transplanted to the paddies, and the paddies tended and harvested. Besides this, she always had to keep one eye on our very active pig to keep him from rooting in our small vegetable patch. She also had to watch our 3 chickens, who loved to wander away from our farm. Anytime I brought up the subject of the Golden Mountain, Mother suddenly found something going wrong on our farm. Maybe some seedlings had not been planted in their underwater beds properly, or perhaps our pig was eating the wrong kind of garbage, or maybe one of our chickens was dirtying our doorway. She always had some good excuse for not talking about the Golden Mountain. I knew she was afraid of the place, because every chance we got, she would take me into the small temple in our village and we would pray for Father's safety, though she would never tell me what she was afraid of. It was a small satisfaction to her that our prayers had worked so far. Mother was never stingy about burning incense for Father.